This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. The music duo Simon and Garfunkel were very popular back in the 1960s and 70s and they'll certainly be remembered for some great songs. There's one of their songs released in 1966 that's not quite so well known and I want to talk about it this morning because of the Christmas season. It's called 7 O'Clock News Silent Night. Now it starts out with the beautiful tones of the Christmas carol Silent Night being played on the piano as they both sing, and then a news commentator begins to quietly read news about what was happening at that time, the war in Vietnam, protesters being arrested, there were murders in Chicago, poverty and bad news. So the singing in this song slowly recedes and the news becomes louder and louder until the commentator says, and that's the 7 o'clock news, good night. Apparently, it had quite a message back then, a message about the madness of the time then with bad news, nothing new about that. And then it had the upcoming Christmas season, a time of peace and goodwill, and the beautiful words that we would associate with Christmas. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Yonder, round yonder virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. It's true that there's something special about this Christmas carol. It might be your favourite Christmas carol, but of course our world is not calm. This world that you and I live in is not a bright place to live in. It's quite obvious. This year we've had conflicts, disputes, bad things happen in many parts of the world, and people have lost their lives. Innocent people have been killed. And it was in the dark days of the American Civil War that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote, "And in despair I moved my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." That's what he said. The angel's song brings with it this promise of joy and peace when evil threatens to bring despair into the lives of people. And every day, of course, we read in the paper and watch the news about some of these terrible things that happen, even in our own city, assaults and robbery and shootings. And in church, we focus on God coming into the world, and that's what actually Christmas is about. If you go to church, you might sing something about the song of the angels coming from the realms of glory. We sing and talk about the Son of God, or the King of Kings, Jesus, who came from heaven to earth, and we paint these idealized images of Mary and Joseph and this little baby in a manger among the beasts that seem to be quite friendly there. And then, of course, you have the angels hovering over the heads while we have the shepherds and the wise men who come to worship a child, this amazing child, anointed one of God, God's Son. And all these things are part of the Christmas story that we're thinking about at the moment. I think sometimes we get lost in that story and forget that Jesus came into the world. It's a very simple statement. He came into the real world. And what was the world like over 2,000 years ago? Certainly nothing like the world we live in here. It was a world full of injustice and poverty, sickness and sin and death. So what I'm saying here is that Jesus came into a real world, not some sort of idolized image of the world. He became part of that world, which was dark and painful. And here comes Jesus as a baby, a message of peace and hope to that troubled world. Now, we kind of get a little bit sentimental about this. We think of that first Christmas, such a beautiful time. But how do we really know that? We weren't there. The story in all its fullness is about a young couple that stayed in a barn because there was no room in the inn for them. The accommodation was booked out. It was a very much a push and tumble world. No one gave up their room for a pregnant lady. And they were actually travelling because the Romans were fleecing everyone in the country and trying to get as much tax money as they could. But we don't forget the angels and the miracles of that day. We are amazed. But Jesus, of course, came from the realms of glory into a real world. That's a world that you and I live in. So we thank God for this gift, the gift of peace at Christmas. Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge the reality of Christmas. Help us, Lord, to really look at it as it is and still thank you just the same in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.